Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender, who's going to play the lead role in a series called The Agency. Now, George Clooney is behind it, and it's a remake of a French political drama series called The Bureau. Now, it's all happening at Showtime. So the series follows Martin, who Fassbender will play, as a covert CIA agent ordered to abandon his undercover life and return to London Station. When the love he left behind reappears, romance reignites, and his career, his identity and his mission are pitted against his heart, hurling them both into a deadly game of international intrigue. Good director on board as well. Joe Wright's going to direct and executive produce.
Great.
So yeah, that's a good, it's a good, they've already sort of ordered a straight to series on this, not a surprise really because of the sort of level of talent behind it. But you have Jez Butterworth and John Henry Butterworth all writing 10 episodes and executive of producing on the project also. So lots of good talent there.
Very good. Now, we'll be talking later in new releases about Yorgos Lanthimos's latest film in cinemas, Kinds of Kindness. But he's becoming one of those directors who's working with the same actors, and who knows what's coming up next, but you're giving us an idea this afternoon.
Yeah, Begonia is the name of the film. They've announced that. And as you mentioned, the stars that are featuring with him, Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons returning to star in this as well. So finding, I suppose, a rhythm with Emma Stone in terms of like they've worked together on The Favourite and Poor Things as well, and as you mentioned, Kind of Kindness as well. So yeah, obviously developing a great rapport. This one is a film that's written by Will Tracy. It follows two conspiracy-obsessed men who kidnap the high-powered CEO of a major company, convinced that she's an alien intent on destroying planet Earth.
Wow.
It's actually based on a South Korean sci-fi comedy called Save the Green Planet. It's scheduled for release November 7th, 2025.
Okay.
So, and you also have the producing of Ed Gein and Andrew Lowe from Element Pictures in involved,
super,
as always, in terms of that relationship that they've established so successfully over the last few years.
It's a great relationship, that's for sure. Okay, we'll certainly keep an eye on that one. I'm intrigued by it. You've news of a remake this afternoon.
Yeah, and it comes on foot of Eddie Murphy been out doing promotion for his new sort of Beverly Hills Cop film, which is going to be out shortly. But basically, he said that he has a proposed remake of Stanley Kramer's 1963 ensemble comedy classic, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And that it is coming along and quicker than expected. Now, the original 1963 movie was led by Spencer Tracy and featured comedy legends Buddy Hackett, Jonathan Winters and Milton Berle. And it follows a group of characters travelling across the state attempting to find a hidden loot. The script has been handled by the aforementioned Jez Butterworth. And he's also sort of said that Martin Lawrence could be one of the people that's going to be in the film with him as well.
Okay.
So no kind of word on you know, when this will go into production, but certainly he has mentioned that it, in his mind anyway, it's still happening and that they're moving towards it at some stage.
Very good. Now, closer to home, of course, the programme for the 36th Galway Film Flow was announced during the week. Lots to look forward to, Gareth.
Lots to look forward to. I mean, you've got 94 feature films from 45 countries. There's about 20 world premieres, 7 international or European premieres and 52 Irish premieres. Kneecap, this is the fictionalised biopic of the Belfast rap group. That's going to be kicking off the festival. Of course, it did win a big prize at the Sundance Film Festival. So it kicks it off on the first night, the Tuesday night of the festival. Then we have the world premiere of Mrs. Robinson. This is Aoife Kelleher's documentary about the former Irish president and UN High Commissioner Mary Robinson. Mark O'Connor has a new film as well, Amongst the Wolves, it is called. It stars Luke McQuillan, Daniel Fee and Aidan Gillen. It's a sort of tale of a homeless man caught in a cycle of despair and survival. Terry McMahon, director, returns with a project that was made in Nigeria. It's called The Kiss of Death, and it concerns a teacher faced with a dilemma when a girl collapses in his class. Eve Berthisel is behind the camera for Kathleen Is Here. Hazel Dupe and Claire Dunn starring in this one. And Kieran Cassidy has a documentary as well called Housewife of the Year.
Yeah.
And this it sort of examines the competition and I suppose looks at a sort of lost era through the examination of the competition as well. well. So the festival will close on Sunday, July 14th, with the Cannes hit To a Land Unknown. This is a study of a Palestinian refugee in Athens. So the 36th Galway Film Fla runs from the 9th to the 14th. GalwayFilmFla.com for all the information there.
Fantastic. All best wishes to everyone at the Galway Film Fla. Great lineup there. Now, I can't believe when you sent me Jaws, I thought, Jaws? Why are we talking about Jaws? But is it really the 50th anniversary next year?
Yeah, we're going to need a bigger documentary. It's the 50th next year. So National Geographic have greenlit what's called Jaws at 50. I think that's just a working title at the moment. But it's a documentary that's going to focus on both the Spielberg film and the writing of the book by Peter Benchley as well. Mm. So it's going to include footage and photography from both of their archives. And we'll look at, I suppose, how the blockbuster gave rise to a new generation of shark obsessives. Of course, the production of Jaws was notoriously over budget and over schedule. You had a 26-year-old Spielberg who had to contend with a constantly malfunctioning shark. It's a story that's been told. I mean, I have many versions of Jaws terms of DVDs, Blu-rays, even VHSs, and there was a lot of documentaries on all of those. And of course, there was a making of sort of story based on a Broadway play called The Shark Is Broken. That was already out.
So, I mean, this has to bring something new. Is there anything new to say, do you think?
I suppose it's the combination of the two of them, looking at, I suppose, the writing of the book as well and the reaction that caused. So possibly, you know, is there more stuff in the archives that we've not seen before? Either way, I suppose the fact that it's going to be the 50th anniversary gives rise to the fact that it's probably, possible to release it. And you might aim at people that aren't just sort of film nuts.
Exactly. You know, and of course, as we know, John Williams saved the day with the music, didn't he?
Absolutely, yes. I'm sure that will feature hugely in this as well.
I think so. All right. Now, you always pick a trailer watch for us. And when I saw A24, I thought, OK, this is going to probably be a horror. Then I saw Hugh Grant and I thought, really? Because, you know, we've loved Hugh Grant in his various roles over the last few years, and especially playing the cad in Paddington 2. But he's playing a really scary character in this one.
Well, I suppose for him, he's looking for something different, right? In terms of just kind of, you know, mixing up a little bit, considering he's having a moment as well. So take a listen to this. This is a clip from Heretic.
Are you interested in learning more about the Church of Jesus Christ?
Come on in.
We can't come inside unless another woman is present.
My wife is home. Does that count?
Great.
You like pie?
Yeah.
My wife has pie in the oven.
I can tell that you are a very spiritually curious person.
I think it is good
to be religious, to find your faith in a doctrine you actually believe.
Well, our work here is done.
I will go and check on the pie.
We just need to go home.
I won't keep you if you wish to leave, but I want you to choose which door to go through based on your faith.
What does this have to do with us leaving?
Everything.
Yes, Hugh Grant, we're not in Paddington 2 anymore, are we?
Definitely not. So he plays a man who's visited by two young Mormon missionaries, played by Chloe East and Sophie Thatcher, whom he puts through a series of intense psychological games. Now, this project comes from Scott Beck and Brian Woods. They're the duo who penned the hit A Quiet Place. A lot of links across our movie news this week with those new releases that are coming as well. So it looks good. It's going to be out in the autumn. So Heretic, do check out the trailer. Hugh Grant, not as you know him.
No. It looks very creepy. Hugh Grant, as you say, just stretching his acting muscles once again. But sure, he can do anything. He's great. Hugh Grant in Heretic coming up in the autumn. And you can check out that trailer. OK, let's come to new releases. Speaking of all kinds of films, we have a clip, first of all, here from Kinds of Kindness and Willem Dafoe and Jesse Plemons in this clip.
Good afternoon, Robert. Don't just stand there. Sit down. Were you waiting long?
No, 15 minutes or so.
Your hair's nice like that. Don't get it cut. Let it grow a little longer. And you've lost more weight, I think. Skinny men are the most ridiculous thing there is. We've gone over this before. You must put on a few pounds. I told you that last time.
But I have.
You most certainly have not. You're even skinnier now. We'll have to take another look at your eating plan for the week.
Yes, in cinemas this weekend, Kinds of Kindness from Yorgos Lanthimos. And that's sort of the first of three films within a film, Garrett. That's sort of the way this one is put together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you. Yes. This is a man who seeks to break free from his path. The sort of cop questions his wife's demeanor after her return from a supposed drowning, and a woman searches for an extraordinary individual prophesied to become a renowned spiritual guide. I mean, good cast here. Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Margaret Qualley, Yorgos Lanthimos in the director.
Fantastic cast. And as we know, Jesse Plemons won the Best Actor at Cannes, and deservedly so. Really good cast. Yeah, but it literally is three films within a film. You get the credits at the end of each one, but they're all linked in various ways in theme and with the same actors, which is kind of interesting. Do you know, you either like Yorgos Lanthimos films or you don't. I tend to be kind of mixed about them, but look forward to seeing, as we were talking about earlier, what he's going to do next. Great cast. Love that the same actors are used, actually. I think it works really well. But Yorgos creates his own world. He centres here on themes of loss and control and power and trauma. So it's, as is often the case with his films, it's an unsettling watch. There's violence, there's a dark humour. Just didn't quite hold together on this occasion, not entirely satisfying. So I think, you know, you'll either know you'll go for it or you won't. And I'll be playing a little of the Jerskyn Fendrick's very unusual score a little later on. OK, what else have we, Garrett?
So we've got a couple of others to mention. As you said, we've got an origin story in A Quiet Place, Day One. So this, if I do like this series.
This is the prequel, right?
Really good. This is a prequel. So a woman named Sam finds herself trapped in New York during the early stages of an invasion by alien creatures with ultrasonic hearing. I just love the tone of these movies. Yeah. They work really well. So I'll be interested to see this one. We also have A Greyhound of a Girl. This is an animation. Mary is an 11-year-old girl with a passion for cooking, absorbing information from her grandmother, who's a wonderful cook. However, Mary and her family must come to terms with her granny's illness. Voice here cast by the likes of Brendan Gleeson and Sharon Horgan.
Great.
And of course, it's based on Roddy Doyle's work as well. We've also got a documentary called Eternal You. Startup use AI to create avatars that allow to talk with their loved ones after death. And then Kevin Costner is back in the director's chair and starring as well in Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 1. This played at Cannes. So if you like your big expansive westerns, well, Kevin Costner is your man because he likes to bring them. And this one, you sort of spans 4 years of the Civil War. Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington also starring in it. And this is the first of potentially two other movies that he's hoping to make. He's the other one shot, and I think it comes out later in the summer, and he's currently trying to raise the money to make the third one. So it's called Horizon, an American Saga.
All right, what about a TV movie for us this weekend?
So it's about it's just sort of with the weekend that there is with music everywhere.
Yes.
Why not really have a music film? So Baptist minister C.L. Franklin takes a deep personal interest in his daughter Aretha's contract with Columbia Records. None of her singles are hits, and smooth-talking ladies man Ted White persuades Aretha to let him manage her career. So it follows the rise of Aretha Franklin's career from a child singing in her father's church choir to her international superstardom. So Respect is the remarkable story of this icon's journey to find her voice. Jennifer Hudson starring Forest Whitaker also in the movie as well. It's called Respect, and it's on RT1 tonight, and it's on at 9:30.
It's worth a watch. I mean, Aretha Franklin handpicked Jennifer Hudson to play her, so that's what it says it all. Jennifer Hudson is extraordinary in it. Respect, as you say, 9:30 tonight, RT1, if you're not at Taylor Swift. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.